Michael Jeffrey Stevens stuttered badly when he was young, nearly died 20 years ago in a mugging, and once declared bankruptcy. So it's a little odd to hear Stevens say he believes he's the beneficiary of good karma.
Basically, I have a spiritual philosophy, which is basically that if you do the right thing, then the universe will help you at the appropriate time. So far in my life, that has happened.
Stevens and his wife live in Black Mountain. He's just released another album of his own music, but you're forgiven if you can't keep track. Stevens has so many projects in his musical orbit, solos and collaborations, a handful of quartets, work for chamber groups and small orchestras, and on the eve of his 67th birthday, he has a spring tour lined up along the East Coast and another in November throughout Europe. You'd think his name would be one of legend, but Stevens laughs at the suggestion.
In the place where I am in the industry, you know, I can get $1,000 to $3,000 a concert in Europe. Making a living here as a musician is really hard because people are playing for nothing. And the places that we play are paying nothing. So people think you make $100 a night and that's a good wage, but I'm making $100 a night 30 years ago and it wasn't a good wage then.
On a recent evening in the cozy upstairs lounge of Asheville's Isis Music Hall, Stevens led his local quartet through tunes on his newest album called Red's Blues. Some compositions are recent, others go back as far as 40 years. You might want to cast his style as a cross between cool and West Coast jazz, but Stevens will then point you to any of the dozens of other albums he's produced and defy you to categorize him. Through all his music, Stevens sees one connecting thread. He writes from loneliness.
I've always been a loner. Music was my refuge. When I was growing up, I had a stuttering problem, which is still there, but not so marked anymore. So therefore, music was my way of expressing myself always.
Stevens grew up in New York and Florida and taught himself to play guitar and then the keyboard through early rock music. As a high school senior, he discovered John Coltrane and Mose Allison and the pianists McCoy Tyner and Bill Evans, and he never looked back from jazz. He also quit college to focus on music, and an uncle of his paid for an apartment in Coconut Grove, Florida, to give Stevens the space to practice the piano.
I think, okay, I'm 20, I'm not a kid anymore, and I have to do something with my life, and the only thing that I can think of that I want to do is learn how to play this music. My father, he basically never recovered from it. He was so in despair.
Hardship has sprinkled Stevens' life. A sports accident at 12 left him with one kidney, and during his 40s, a mugging off the New York City subway nearly killed him and left him with recurring nightmares. At the eve of the 21st century, he went into so much credit card debt over making his recordings, he estimates about $30,000, that he declared bankruptcy. But Stevens credits his study of Sufism for turning potentially ruinous events into positives for his career and his life.
Once I was on the brink of death, I understood there was no tomorrow. It made me more aggressive in my desire to attain my goals, just to play my music around the world.
The songs he'd written from a life in loneliness gave way to softer inspirations once he met the woman he would eventually marry.
If I hadn't met my wife when I did and hadn't gotten married, I would have died from just poverty and neglect and bad health.
Stevens and his wife most recently lived in Memphis, where Stevens saw a career upswing. But when his wife felt drawn to Black Mountain for health reasons, Stevens felt no choice but to follow. He's been here about 6 years and says he's only recently found his artistic footing.
I'm never content. I'm only content when I'm writing or when I'm playing and the music is good, then it doesn't matter where. I believe my writing is just improving all the time, so eventually something has to break, or I'll break.
You can next hear and see Stevens perform with his trio March 2nd at Noble Kava in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.